and Schlieben was a place about as equidistant from about Berlin, Leipzig, and Dresden, about 60 miles apart. And that's where we were. We were making completely different ammunition there. It was used to call the Panzerfaust, like a bazooka bomb. It could only travel about 60 meters, that's all. But it was lethal, actually, onto the front for the tanks. Then one night, the whole factory blew up. We didn't know what it was. We couldn't hear any planes overhead, but it was sabotage or it was an accident. I was on day shift, fortunately, but the whole of the night shift, of course, was killed, every one of them. And, even the town, Schlieben, actually, was very, very badly damaged as well. The explosions were going on all night. And we ran out, even the barbed wire fencing was torn apart by those explosions. And we ran out into the field. But in the morning, we had nowhere to go, so we had to make our way back into the camp. And that's when the hard work really started, rebuilding the factories. They sent, not the Germans, but the Latvian and Lithuanian SS men. And they were the cruelest men you could possibly imagine.